Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Okay, before we get back into the Megyn Kelly audio, this is one of the, you know, they're leaking all this stuff as the book comes out, this book called Original Sin that Alex Thompson from Axios does with Jake Tapper. And Megyn Kelly had Jake on her podcast yesterday and just smoked him. And we'll have more evidence of that here in a second. But here's the story from today. Former President Joe Biden struggled to perform even the basic tasks of a political candidate during his abortive 24 election bid. Re-election bid, with even pre-recorded campaign videos junked as unusable, according to sources in the book. The nadir came in April of last year. This is before, that's 3 months before the debate, when the Biden campaign had a packed, friendly audience into a high school gym for a town hall, footage of which was planned to be used in a TV ad, according to the authors. The campaign was trying to make it look like the president was out there taking off-the-cuff questions from voters in public, but the event was closed to reporters, and the campaign had the full list of questions that people would ask. Now, that's not unusual.
No.
But what's unusual is, despite the questions in advance, he knew exactly what they were going to ask. Tapper and Thompson report that Biden had so much trouble that the campaign ultimately decided that the footage was not usable. Some said the problem was that the advance team had failed and the gym's lighting was terrible. Yeah, others admitted that there was a deeper, far less fixable problem, and that was Biden. And then we get to Megyn Kelly and more of this audio. Sue listened to quite a bit of the podcast. I may have played this one in the last hour, but let's pick it up right here.
No. He promised you that he would be transparent about his health records, and then he wasn't. And when you sat with him again, including one month after the Jackie Walorski thing, you didn't ask him about it. You didn't follow up on the fact that he was falling up the stairs, that he was losing his train of thought regularly, that he was slurring, that he was incomprehensible, that he was getting lost on the White House lawn. You sat right across from him and you asked none of that, notwithstanding the fact that he had promised you he would be fully transparent about his health issues.
All right, so Jackie Walorski is the Indiana congresswoman, and I think maybe there's even a reference here. She had died, and during this event at the White House, he calls her out saying, Jackie, where are you? And apparently, and I think we hear Megyn say this, that was even after they played a tribute. They had lowered the flags to half-staff when the accident happened. She died in a tragic car accident. And then there was a tribute to her played at this event, and he still calls her out.
That's true. But I did ask him about his age and the fact that the American people had concluded that even though he said whenever anybody brought up the subject of his age, watch me. And I said,
yes,
they're watching you and they are concerned that you are too old for this job.
You know as well as I do that there's a way of you can say, hey, there's this poll on your age, or you could say you just forgot that Jackie Walorski was dead. You asked where she was moments after watching a videotape tribute to her. You lowered the flags at the White House after she died. This happened 13 days before you sat with him. There is a way of pressing a man like that on the actual infirmities to bring it home to him and to the audience, and you didn't do it.
So I admitted in the last hour I knew about the Jackie Walorski incident. We played the audio when that happened. I think it was probably audio cut of the day. What I did not remember is that there was a tribute that was played to her. Okay, the rest of this I have not played yet. Here we go.
Over here in my ecosphere, we were covering all of these. It wasn't just falling down. It was getting lost. It was some of the stuff you report in your book, we knew and we were reporting on, like the multi-jump cuts in the videos of him, where it was obvious he couldn't get through a 1 minute take. It was clear to us that he was using teleprompter, and there was some reporting on that at the time, all of which the White House was denying. Now, the current White House, I have some connections with the Joe Biden White House. I had none, but you did. It was an attempted cover up. It could only ever work if you allowed it, if the press allowed it. Some of us tried not to, and some of us were complicit.
The Biden White House did not like me. Okay, this is, I do not have great connections with the Biden White House.
Well, clearly, so you have a lot of sources. You say you talked to over 200 sources for this book. So after you have some you could have called and worked.
No, that's the point, is that they were not being honest.
That was actually, I think, the cut that I wrapped with. But so he wants to blame the insiders, right? The people around Joe Biden. We all saw it happening.
The Wall Street Journal get it in June of 2024, and Jake Tapper and CNN couldn't find sources for this story then before he dropped out.
Annie Linsky and Siobhan Hughes did an amazing job in their reporting, and they should be heralded, and I heralded them. I had them on my show right after the debate to talk about their great reporting. But
after
Annie Linsky,
the debate, but you did not put them on when they published that story, which was before the debate.
Correct. I don't know what the booking situation was, but it wasn't because I didn't want them. I'm sure I said that day, let's book. Did they?
Yeah, you put on a Democrat and you allowed the Democrat to rip on the report as a Rupert Murdoch sponsored hit piece.
No.
It's just
Megan.
If we're going to do this,
let's just stick to the facts here, okay? When there is a damaging report,
that's what I've been doing all along.
I'm talking about what you just said.
Biggest story
Mark
of
Reardon
the century
on 97
when it comes to presidential politics, and one of us did.
I apologize.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay. I apologize for hitting that over the audio. Okay, so she does not let up here. He's trying to make excuses. What he did in the aftermath of the Wall Street Journal reporting, now that he's praising it, was he had a Democrat operative come on and just debunk the whole thing and call all the conservative media idiots because they were doing cheap fakes, right?
There is a difference, okay, between the clips of Joe Biden falling on a stage At the Air Force Academy graduation. There is a difference between the clip of Joe Biden embarrassingly forgetting that a Republican member of Congress who he's talking about has died. Those are embarrassing. Those are important. But there is a difference between that and the investigative journalism that Alex and I were able to do and only able to do after the election. And I know you know this because you've been talking about the scoops in the book and you've been talking about...
I don't diminish the importance of the book. I have supported the importance of the book and we'll talk about the contents of the book at length. But there is no way we can have that conversation with an audience that is as skeptical of your ability to tell the story as mine is without addressing your role in this, right?
Thank you.
Alex is a different story, but you know, you've watched the coverage since it came out that you wrote this book. There are just a legion of articles about how comparing you in some instances to like OJ instead of if I did it, this is if I hid it.
You know, I don't think, now maybe I'm wrong about this. I don't think anyone will grill Jake Tapper harder than Megyn Kelly did.
No.
They should, though. Everyone should be making the exact same point she was making there.
You covered the Biden presidency aggressively throughout the 4 years, and you didn't cover mental acuity hardly at all. I mean, time and time again, when issues came up, you seemed to be running cover for the president.
I don't think that's true.
What?
Well, I mean, we'll start with the Laura Trump issue that you referred. Here it is.
This is great because she plays the clip.
Joe Biden, as we all know, has worked to overcome a stutter. How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
First and foremost, I had no idea that Joe Biden ever suffered from a stutter. I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
You are so amazing.
You're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was
I think that you were mocking his stutter. I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline.
And it's very concerning to a lot of people that this could be the leader of the free world.
Okay.
That is all I'm saying. I genuinely feel sorry for Joe Biden.
So if that were me, if I had made that egregious of a mistake and was called out, I think I would just shrivel up and say, you know what, I am so embarrassed by that. It should have never, but you can't even apologize enough. But this is what he says.
I appreciate it. I'm sure it was from a place of concern. We all believe that. Laura Trump, thank you so much.
Do you want to apologize to Laura Trump now?
I've already apologized to her. I called her months ago.
And what did she say?
I mean, I don't want to disclose the contents of a private conversation, but I thought the conversation went well. And she said, she has said this publicly, so I feel fine sharing it. She said that she would never mock anybody's stutter. But I mean, after we did the research for this book and I realized how bad his acuity issues were, I called Laura Trump and I said, you were right.
She was totally right.
Hey, Sue, I was just going to ask you real quick. Did you do any research for this book?
No.
I didn't either. But you know what? Did you know about the acuity problems before you did research that you didn't do for the book?
I did.
You did. That's weird because you know what? I did as well.
Up to the debate, which you anchored, that June 27th debate, 2024, there was a ton of news leading into that debate in that month. And we look back at your coverage and found that you ignored it. Not only did you ignore the Jackie Walorski moment when you had him 13 days later, but you ignored the freeze-up that he had at the Juneteenth celebration. You ignored what happened at the G7 when he wandered off and Giorgia Meloni, Prime Minister of Italy, had to go find him. You ignored the freeze-up at the George Clooney LA fundraiser. You didn't cover it. You only covered it after the debate, after George Clooney wrote his op-ed. Jake, nobody made you do that. There was your network at every turn was telling us those were, quote, cheap fakes. And you were not combating that narrative. CNN was actively misleading us on what our very eyes were showing us. That's the truth. That's the record.
It is indisputable. And you know what? Some of us, Scott Jennings was doing it on CNN. Some of us in the conservative media were pointing this out almost on a daily basis.
I will acknowledge that after I was named moderator, co-moderator of the debate, I tried to make sure that my coverage was fairly vanilla, both about Trump and about Biden, because I just wanted to get to the debate. And, the Biden people and the Trump people, I'm kind of frankly surprised that either one of them agreed to have me as a moderator because both sides disliked me so much. But yeah, I remember that moment. And I remember that moment, the glitch at the immigration event, and not getting much attention outside of conservative media at all. And Alex and I are here to say that conservative media was right.
Whoa.
And conservative media was correct.
Wow.
And that there should be a lot of soul searching, not just among me, but among the legacy media to begin with, all of us, for how this was covered or not covered sufficiently. 100%. I mean, I'm not here to defend coverage that I've already acknowledged I wish I could do differently.
Hey, I know that a lot of you have experienced the same thing I have. You've had family members, you've had friends that have mocked you. They've made fun of you because you pay attention to Fox, that you listen to radio stations like this. Send them that damn clip. Send them Megyn Kelly's podcast and say, look, don't believe me about how the media lied. Don't believe Mark Reardon. Don't believe Megyn Kelly. Believe Yuri Berliner from NPR. Believe David Zweig, who wrote the book An Abundance of Caution. I keep mentioning this because this is important, too. We damaged millions and millions of kids. In fact, there's new information from Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson on some COVID lies this afternoon that I won't get to. So send that to your friends and family and say, you mocked us that we were just supporting a Nazi when they were lying time and time and time again. And here's a direct quote from Jake Tapper, and I don't even know how he sleeps at night. The conservative media was right.
Yes. Well, here's what he essentially is his defense, that he did not know anybody. He didn't have these insiders in the White House, and they were all
bull.
He's saying that the White House was feeding him false information. That's what he was saying.
So do your job.
Exactly. So he never questioned it and went with it.
Sue,
it's that, unbelievable.
That excuse would work if everything that we witnessed before our eyes, that, by the way, the CNN audience, the ABC audience, the CBS audience, the MSNBC audience, the NBC, they didn't show this stuff because they were protecting Joe Biden at every turn. I have to play this one, too, because this is just stunning. Here's Scarborough. What an idiot he is.
Start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
That's before, that's after the debate, I think he said that. So Mark Halperin, who used to be at ABC News, has a podcast. He's one of the better political reporters in Washington.
Looking back at that, do you say, well, it was misleading to say best Biden ever without caveating it and say, except on the days when he's not the best Biden ever.
Well, but I never saw those days personally.
Well, you did, because you saw him address a dead congresswoman and you saw him in South Carolina.
A dead congresswoman, yeah.
There were plenty of days in public when he was not the best Biden ever. And
yeah,
of course,
he stumbled and bumbled around, Mark. I mean, yeah, he certainly did.
That the best Biden?
The way that he responded to the dead congresswoman sounds like he doesn't even know what Mark Halperin's referring to.
Yeah,
that
it
is just stunning. It really is. As if that wasn't good enough for audio cut of the day, I do have something else coming up here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.